Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarrosEntertainment.tv, right here on Indy100.com Radio and UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. And I always want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. I just always want to say, like I said, how grateful I am. We're going to have a great show for you guys today if you're into great music and original music as well. We have a great composer, a musician, a producer, as well as a publisher, Paul Drago, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to hear a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starrosentertainment.tv. That's www.starrosentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to, check out our guests, our in-studio guests photos and our guest co-hosts, go to our Starros Entertainment on Facebook. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter and or Instagram, it's at Tyrone Tan. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy on Twitter. And then on Instagram, it's Tyrone Tan, at Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, you could try to find me on Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E. And then also, if you like the music that we're going to be playing today, or questions or comments, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. So we want to bring in our guest co-host of the hour. We've always been rotating guest co-hosts here. And so we are going to be bringing in some two new guest co-hosts for the show. And we are going to be bringing them in. And we want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts that have been coming in, from Alicina Eck to Brandon Rezovich to David Rivers and to, oh gosh, there's so many people. And if I'm blanking out, I apologize. We've had a lot of people that have been guest co-hosting. We always want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But today, on today's show, we're going to bring in here a new music journalist, aspiring music journalist, Yagoda Cools.
Yeah, that's where that's me at.
Okay, what's up, Yagoda?
I'm fine.
Okay, you want to lift that up a little bit?
Ooh, hi.
Hi, Yagoda. And then, dear friend musician, Christian McLeod.
Hey, how's it going, Ty?
How's it going? So, first off, we want to just give the audience just a little bit intro about you guys. So, I know Yagoda Cools. Why don't you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself and where you're from and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, so I come all the way from Birmingham, from England.
Wow.
And what can I say about myself? Well, as I said before, I'm an aspiring music journalist. So I'm just trying to,
Is your first time on radio?
It is. As you can tell, I'm really nervous. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Nothing to be nervous
about.
So,
I'm just trying to explore a music scene here in LA. And it's going well so far.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
No, that's my pleasure. My pleasure. How do you like, you just your first time to the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, it is as well, yeah.
What's your experience like so far?
I love it.
Love it?
Yeah, it's great. I love the weather. I love the people. It's great. I love it. I never want to leave.
Okay. Well, you told me the other night that you were going to be having to leave, right?
Or yeah, soon. I'm leaving soon, unfortunately, but I'll be back next year.
Okay, that's great. And again, one more time, where are you from?
Well, I'm Polish originally, but I come from Birmingham, England. I live in Birmingham.
Okay. What's the big major difference? I've never been to any of them, any of the countries there. But what is the big major difference about that? What's a big culture shock for you?
Here there's like loads of different people as well. And obviously, I don't know, I don't know how to describe it, because for me, it was like a massive shock when I came here. But
what was the first thing that you was like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm in
the accent, I couldn't understand you guys in the first
place. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but now I'm getting used to it slowly.
What else? How about the environment? Or
oh,
whatever?
Yeah, the weather.
The weather?
The first week, I couldn't like get used to it whatsoever.
Because it's, what, too hot, too cold?
Yeah, it is very hot. Where I come from, it's normally like really cloudy and cold and windy, and it rains all the time.
Oh, wow.
So I love it here.
Well, great. Well, cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming, and it's a pleasure to have you. And, well, great. You're an aspiring music journalist. We are having a great musician and established, seasoned gentleman coming into the studio, so you could ask away as well. Okay.
Lovely. Thank
okay,
you
so and then also a longtime dear friend who was also a guest on the show, musician Christian McLeod. Welcome back, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Cool. I mean, you've been in back in our old studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now you're back here as a guest co-host.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's gonna
so
be awesome.
So let's tell the audience a little bit about yourself. A little, promote you a little bit, and you know, what you've been up to since the last time you've been on.
Since the last time I talked to you, I left that band because I was wasting time.
Okay.
I traveled the world and met some cool people, and I've just been writing my own music based off the experiences I've met. I've kind of picked up little things here and there from the cultures that I've introduced myself to, and I've tried to apply that to my music and try to be as original as possible while still sticking to what I like to do.
Okay.
And, you know, rock and roll.
And for those that missed the show, because it's been a couple of years, what style of music are you doing now? And or is this the same? And, you know, again, maybe people that have missed it. So
I guess you could call it heavy metal. I'm doing air quotes, heavy metal. But it's not like what you would normally hear for heavy metal. You know, because like I said, I spent a lot of time in Taiwan. I've been to Bulgaria. I went to Iceland. You know, I'm going to be going to Poland next month. And I like to pick up from different cultures I meet. You know, like I have some songs where it's like it's really heavy 1 second. But then when I was in college, I took a lot of Latin music. So like all of a sudden it'll be samba. You know, I like to try and, you know, be eclectic with my style.
Okay, well, great. And we'll do a little promotion really quick. Any websites or social media, anything like that? People can maybe check out some of your music.
Actually, no.
Oh!
I'm falling behind. I haven't put any... I'm trying to collect everything, and when it's all good and ready, I'm just going to drop it like a bomb. Okay.
So if you got... You're on at least social media, Christian?
No. I mean, I have a Facebook.
Okay, Christian McLeod.
Christian McLeod.
That's M-C-L-E-O-D.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm in a local band, but it's, you know, it's for fun. It's okay. Nothing worth promoting.
Cool. All right, Yagoda? Yagoda? Any social media really quick?
Well, I do have Facebook and Instagram. I don't release my Instagram anymore, but you guys can, you know, check me out on Facebook if you want to.
That's but you spell it, it's J-A...
G-O-D-A.
J-A, G-O-D-A,
K-U-L-S.
L-S, but it's pronounced Yagoda.
That is correct.
Okay, great. Well, Yagoda, I don't know, did you get the memo? The memo. Christian, did you get the memo?
I think I saw it,
the memo is that the guest co-host of the hour, before the guests come in, we do a quick movie review.
That's right.
Now,
I remember that.
Yagoda, have you seen any movies lately?
I have, actually.
Okay.
It's not anything new that's been released recently, but I've watched Grease.
Several times.
She's obsessed with that movie.
Okay.
But obviously only the first part, because the second part is not that good.
Okay. Have you seen any movies in the theater lately? That's new.
Ooh, yes, Mamma Mia, the new part of Mamma Mia, and I loved it. It is really good.
Okay.
Not as good as the first one, but it's got like a little twist at the end, so it's really worth seeing. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys if you still haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, I have not seen it, so this is the new one. Mamma Mia, here we go again. Let me do a quick little intro thanks to IMDb here. Again, so it's Mamma Mia, here we go again, rated PG-13. Here's a little synopsis thanks to IMDb. 5 years after the events of Mamma Mia, Sophie prepares for the grand reopening of the Hotel Belladonna as she learns more about her mother's past. Directed and written by Ol Parker, also Richard Curtis, story by Richard Curtis, Ol Parker, and Katherine Johnson, originally conceived by Judy Kramer, and based on the original music by Katherine Johnson, starring the lovely Amanda Seyfried, Andy Garcia, Celia Imrie, Lily James, Alexa Davies, Jessica Keenan-Wynn, Dominic Hooper, Julie Waters, Christine Baranski, Pierce Brosnan, Hugh Skinner, Am I missing somebody? Yeah.
That is a huge cast.
Yeah, it's a great... It's Meryl Streep. How am I forgetting? Wow. Cher. So, Colin Firth. A great plethora of great actors and actresses. And ultimately, what did you think?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
It had
so
ABBA
you,
music.
Yeah, he had... Obviously, ABBA is like the greatest band ever, right? Uh-huh. So, obviously, the movie's going to be amazing.
Okay, so do you highly recommend people checking this out? I believe it's still out in the theaters.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, and yeah, definitely go and check it out. It's really good.
Okay,
super
so...
Good.
Okay,
did
so
you say you went and danced during the credits in front of people, even though it was a movie theater?
All right. Well, you go to Kohl's, highly recommends checking out Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, rated PG-13. All right. Well, did you get the second memo?
I believe I did. It was about Black Klansman, I think.
No, that we were gonna do the review on Black Klansman.
Darn, I went and brushed up on it.
Okay, well, how's this? We'll do a quick one, and then before we bring in the guest here. So the Black Klansman, rated R. Thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis. Ron Stallworth, an African American police officer from Colorado, successfully manages to infiltrate the local Ku Klux Klan with the help of a white surrogate, who eventually becomes head of the local branch, directed by Spike Lee, written by Charlie Wachtel. If I'm mispronouncing, I do apologize in advance. Charlie Wachtel, David Rabinowitz, Kevin Wilmot, and Spike Lee. And also it's starring, and based on the book by Ron Stallworth, starring Alec Baldwin, John David Washington, Isaiah Whitlock, Robert John Burke, Brian Tarantino, Arthur J. Nascarella, Ken Garrito, Adam Driver, Damaris Lewis. A great ensemble cast. Have you gotten to see it, Christian?
Not yet, but you know what? To be honest, that synopsis reminds me of a movie I've seen before, and I think it was from the 70s or 80s about an FBI agent who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan.
It could, you know, maybe
you remember that.
The person's not here.
It was one of your interns, I think. No. I saw an intern shaking their head.
Okay. I did get to see it, and actually I got to cover the movie premiere of this, so it was really, really actually exciting to actually, I got to meet and interview Spike Lee.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to actually, you know, interview John David Washington. Wow. It's great. There was a lot of people there that I got to, you know, meet and interview. David Chappelle showed up. So it was very jealous.
He actually, another thing that reminded me of is a skit he used to do about.
I
hope that wasn't an elephant in the room when he was there.
No, actually, you know, it was surprising he showed up. Nice guy, all of them. I got to give it up to them. John David Washington, Spike Lee, and David Chappelle. They were really just pure gentlemen to me. And
that's awesome.
Very nice. So, but ultimately, I did get to see it as well. So I do highly recommend checking it out. It is a very, very powerful movie. I think it's a very important movie for people to see. So I say go check it out. Support it in the theaters. And again, I think it leaves you off thinking. I think at the end, without spoiling anything, I think it definitely leaves you off thinking. So I definitely say go support the film. Again, that's Black Klansman, rated R. And it's a Spike Lee film. I mean, what else do you got to say? And so check it out. And then, you say, Mamma Mia,
mm-hmm,
here we
I
go
did.
Again. All right. you go to Cole says, check out Mamma Mia. Okay. So the other memo, we're going to be bringing in the guest, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I don't know, Christian and, Yagoda Cole's our guest co-host. Now, I don't know you know the drill. What happens is the guest co-host, we find ways of making the guest of the hour. Mm. We bring them in to, you know, somehow to make them feel special, okay? And so is there a way that you guys arrange to let the guest of the hour come in? You know, how do you arrange to make them feel special?
You know what? I know a guy who knows a guy.
You
who's
know
friends with the guy who's neighbors to another guy who said we might be able to borrow a chariot.
A chariot. Okay. Two classy people that are going to be coming in.
A chariot. A chariot.
Okay. Yeah. You know, we got a very, very established musician, composer, producer, publisher coming in, mm-hmm, along with, I see also, I could see why you got a chariot, because we also have a you know, lovely lady.
Only the best, honestly.
Yeah, you know, who is a marketing and business, who's in marketing and in business relations for JoJo Kid Music. So I guess we just should just have to bring them in. You got the nice horses ready.
They should be here soon.
Okay. Was that the thing that was in the back, kind of hidden? And I heard.
Yeah, I told them to circle the parking lot.
Okay. So well, let's bring them in. So why don't we do this? I guess you go to. Why don't you open the door, and then I guess. Christian, you're going to whistle for them, and then they're just going to be...
I can't whistle, but I...
Okay, so how do we...
I'll figure it out.
So okay, I can whistle, and then you
okay,
can
I'll get the door. Okay, so we open the door. Okay, then we'll
cool.
whistle.
I'll be right back. Let me okay. go get that door.
And then go ahead, you whistle, Minun.
Yeah, shall I whistle now?
Yeah, go for it.
That was really bad.
Wait, one more time?
That was really bad.
Okay, why don't you clap for him?
Oh! Yeah, I think they got the signal.
Here we come. Here they come, coming in on the chariot. He's coming in. Oh, there's the fanfare. He is a composer, a producer, publisher. He's had major releases on Columbia, United Artists, and other independent record companies. He has performed in U.S. and Canada and appeared on national TV and radio shows. Here he comes, musician, Mr. Paul Drago. And along with him is a lovely lady. She's in the marketing business relations for JoJo Kid Music. Here she is also, named Frida. Welcome, guys. Here they come coming down. Oh, they're coming off the chariot. Oh, look at all the fans. Throwing roses, rose petals, and everything. All right, here he comes entering the studio again. Paul Drago. How's it going?
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And we have lovely guests here with you. Nang Frida, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. So hi, everybody. Thank you for having me tonight.
Not a problem. All right. Well, again, Paul Drago, composer, producer, publisher, and musician. Welcome to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN, Universal Broadcast Network.
Well, I want to thank you, and it's such an honor, Tyrone, to be with you and your guests here. I'm thoroughly exhausted on that chariot. I want to tell you that. You know, I actually missed the ride, so I had to run to get to catch up with it. But it was a great idea, and the fanfare was tremendous.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Kohl's. Thank you for arranging that, right?
Thank you very well.
And Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you keep the receipt, at least, for the horses in the chariot?
You know what? I think one of the horses ate it.
Oh, okay.
Oh no.
Okay. Paul, why don't you introduce your lovely guest as well, named Frida.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, first of all, thank you very much again for having us here. This is really monumental. I want to congratulate you first on the studio and your success, Tyrone.
I appreciate that. So that's why
it's an honor to be here, too. Nang Frida has been with me for a few years now, and she's instrumental on the very important part of music, and that is marketing and talent acquisition and scheduling and getting all those things together. She was responsible for getting me on the show here. So there's a very important role music plays, where you have the industry, and you have all the creative stuff, juice, like you talked about, but also you have the team. And, you know, Nang is a very valuable
part of
that team.
And I do have to give her credit, because I do get, in a very good, polite way, and I'm not complaining, I do get, I don't know if the word's bombardment, with a lot of inquiries and trying to book guests. So I get bad at sometimes following up, and she definitely was following up. I would say, yeah, hit me up next week, and boom, next week would happen, or hit me up this week, or this hit me up tomorrow, and she did. And I think a lot of it in that field, in marketing or in business relationship, is the follow-up and the follow-through and the fact that everything I had said to do, she had done. So just so you know, she is on top of it.
She's the greatest. I do know
and
that.
And I would get in the morning, like early morning text, and go, hey, what about da da da? I'm like, oh, okay. I said, you know what? But you need that. And I do agree. Yeah. You need people that are on top of it, and not, you know, not to say never take no for an answer, but that attitude is just like, hey, you got to push, and you got to, because like you said, you know, that's what kind of, you know, keeps people remembering really quickly. So I do appreciate what you do.
Yeah, you know, so can I explain about that? So why I because, you know, I'm always talk to set I always conversation or said to Paul, you know, we have to be ready. Mm-hmm. So that's the meaning, the opportunity is not coming back. That's why, you know, everything you be ready, and then we have to catch the opportunity. So as soon as when, doesn't matter, you know, in the early morning, in the middle night, so, you know, the opportunity coming, you have to be, okay, we ready. Yeah. That's why, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to be ready to move on.
Well, that's great. Well, it's great to have you guys on. And like I said, and I know you kind of came on a whim, Nang, and I know if you're shy on the radio, but I know, we're here for Paul here. So we're going to talk about you and your background and all that kind of good stuff. So we always like to start off with our guest, asking them, the guest of the hour, Paul Drago.
Thank you.
Where are you born and raised, my man?
Born in Jamaica, Queens.
Oh, wow.
New York. That's right. New York City. I'm a boy from New York. I was born and raised there. Spent the first 25 years of my life there. So, went to school there. And I started out actually musically in Manhattan. So that's another good big city to work with, right? So I started clubbing and getting all my feet wet in the music business by working in bands. That's how I made a living.
Wow. And did you know growing up that you always wanted to get into music?
Yeah, I think I did. My parents bought me a set of drums, which I held for like 2 days, and they threw the darn thing out because there's too much noise. So then they bought me a guitar. So I was really, attracted to that. And I started working when I was very, very young and writing and recording, too.
Like, how young is young?
16.
16, okay. Yeah. And who were your inspirations getting into the music? And was there anyone that you loved and followed, whether it's drums and or guitar?
Yeah, I think the biggest influences for me were actually the Beatles and Motown.
Mm.
So those were the two pieces of music where, you know, you've got the inventiveness of the Beatles. They were like out in front. Everybody copied them and everything else. And then Motown came along and I was in love. You know, it was just the way the music was written and performed and the current, you know, theme of the music as well. I mean, you couldn't get any better artist than Motown.
Yeah, that's all. What particular artists that really influenced you for Motown?
Smokey
Robinson?
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
Have you gotten by a chance to meet him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was really super. I was going to this club called, you don't know about this, called the Copacabana in New York.
I know.
Copacabana.
That's the one. That's it. That's good.
I've never been to it, but I've always heard that.
yeah. Pay the guy $20, you get the front seat, you know, that kind of thing. Well, in those days, now it's like $2,000, you get a front seat. But anyway, I met with him after the show. He had the Miracles on at the time. And we had a great talk. He gave me some great advice. And then he says, it's really funny. I says, I always tell the story. Give me some advice, Smokey, you know, because I'm starting out and everything else. He said, be human. I said, there's so many people in the business that are tough to work with. They're not really caring, everything else. Paul, be human, because that's really a big thing. And, you know, he is, you know. So he really, really, really great guy.
Well, you go to Kohl's, the guest co-host of the hour. You have any particular questions on Paul's upbringing before we go into the, you know, next entry into his life? No, just wing it. Go for it. As a aspiring music journalist, what questions do you have on his early part of his life?
Wow. I don't know what to say. I didn't think of that.
Christian.
Okay, so you mentioned Motown, and I really like that you said that because as a musician, that's something that I too like, and not a lot of people mention Motown. And what I appreciate about Motown is the fact that they incorporate a lot of jazz theory into their stuff, and you don't really notice it. You know, they're using like augmented 13th chords, and crazy things in these progressions. Even Michael Jackson, who I consider to be like post-Motown kind of stuff, because he grew up there, like Jackson 5 was like at the end of Motown. Mm-hmm. So when you really break down their stuff with the music theory, it's crazy the stuff that they're using, and this is pop music. Mm-hmm. You know, nowadays pop music has nothing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Is that what attracted you to that?
Well, actually, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a writer first, and the songs that they wrote for the artists there were tremendous. I mean, that really is a wow, you know. Everything from Marvin Gaye stuff to the Temptations, who I adored. I met them all. They were just great to meet, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, and they were inventive. And you had the Funk Brothers, right? You had the band in the studio, which was the band that used to actually be all the recordings for Motown. That's why they came out so great. But I do agree that, you know, they had something about them.
Yeah.
You got it? caught you off guard. But okay, to come back to you, any questions that you have for on his early career?
Oh, can you come back to me in like 2 minutes?
Okay.
I need to think about it. Okay. I want to think of like a really good question. Okay. So I was going to be like surprised.
Okay. So, Paul, so from that, when was the point that you said, you said you started around 16?
Yeah.
Where did you go, you know what, I think, what was that one moment that you were like, hey, I do want to do this as a career? Like, was there one defining moment that you said, Mom, Dad, I think I'm going to, you know, move out to, I don't know, L.A. or wherever to pursue this?
That's a great question, because what happened was is that I recorded my first recording when I was about 17 years old of songs that I wrote. And the experience of being in the studio, writing the song, you know, doing that whole thing, that was the turnaround for me. And from then on in, I was always pursuing, you know, making records and also playing at that point. So it was a turnout for me. It's very emotional. And as you said, you know, Kristen, you know, it's something where you get your feelings and you get, you know, that you're moving, you know, to your life in that direction, and you're doing great research. I got to congratulate you for getting around the world and, you know, getting the
I got to thank my dad for not charging me rent.
good. But anyways, that's the idea. That's what it was for me.
Okay. And then what was that first, the first professional job as a musician? What was that first thing for you?
Okay. It was a band called Utopia Parkway.
Okay.
And that's where the band is signed with United Artists Records. Mm. So I met the guys through, you know, guys and all, you know, the networking that goes on. And we actually started, you know, clubbing and playing the nights and everything else in Manhattan and Queens, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And then finally we got a manager.
Okay.
And actually one of the guys, I don't know if you've heard of William Morris Agency,
yep,
but our managers was from William Morris. His good friend was Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night.
Okay.
And it just was a whirlwind after that. We were in the studio, we recorded, we released stuff. And Three Dog Night also came down to the studio, a couple of the guys, Corey and Chuck Negron and Floyd the drummer, and you know, helped us with bits of productions and stuff. So that was a real professional start for us.
Wow. And then what do you think was the point in your career that you were like, I think this is going to be okay? Was there was it playing for something, producing, or a certain work of yours that you're like, I think I'm going to be okay for this as a career?
Yes, I think that what happened was is one thing led to the next, led to the next. So my point is that, you know, after Utopia Parkway, we had a great run. You know, then I was introduced because of his name is Ronnie Singer, God bless him, and he introduced me to the Drifters. And then I began touring with the Drifters as a musical director. And
wow.
So it was like that was when I started. In fact, I wrote one of the songs for the lead singer, and which was released on Columbia Records at the time. So, yeah, at that point, it was like, this is what my life is, and move forward with that.
Wow. So let's talk about some of your music. What kind of music do you like to produce? What kind of music do you like doing? So for the audience that aren't too familiar, and we're going to be playing some of your music that you've been involved with, but what do you like doing the most? Producing, writing, singing, playing, or what is your whole thing?
That's a good question, because I gave up singing and playing and touring a while ago. I really wanted to focus on the creative area, which was the producing and the writing at this time. And I was one of the early digital guys, by the way, you know, because, you know, I came out of, my era was, you know, the 16-inch, 16, 32, you know, 48 track tapes and, mm-hmm, and all that. But I got to tell you one thing before, not to bore you guys, but you know, if you used a computer to do music, well, we didn't have any of those.
Yeah.
But they did manually the things you do on the computer. So if in a chorus, you sometimes do something like fly vocals in, which means you record the chorus once and not have to record it again. You keep flying it in, right? You do that on a computer, cut and paste,
yeah,
right? Well, they did that with tape. They actually were able to take the tape and then move the tape, you know, and started.
Have you ever heard the story of how they recorded Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, that is?
No, no.
Okay, so I heard from this is, you know, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury actually burnt out an entire, like, reel-to-reel tape, like one of the big high-quality ones. Uh-huh. I don't remember whether, probably
Scully,
Capitol or something.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He burnt out an entire one, and this is like a $10,000, you know, unit.
Yeah.
And he burnt it out because he did 87 different tracks on the one thing, and then he's burnt it out, and like, all right, get another one, because we got more vocal tracks to do, because he just kept layering and layering. And all the effects that nowadays is like, all right, cool, just drop in another track, drop in another track, you know, cut and paste, go to options, pull up another
track.
That's right. Yeah.
And they didn't have that in those days. And these guys, by the way, you know, splicing, it was done manually also, mm-hmm. you know.
Go back with a scalpel and some tape.
Yeah, yeah, they cut it, paste.
Who do you think, Paul, were the biggest highlights in your career that you've gotten to work with?
Well, I opened up for a act called Sam and Dave.
Okay.
And that was back in Jersey when I was living, working in New York and New Jersey. It was a real thrill to work with my bands, but also I learned a lot from the Drifters because these guys were super successful. And you coming in with X amount of knowledge, you get more knowledge when you start working with a bunch of pros.
Yeah, awesome. And Ning, what was it about Paul that, attracted you to work with someone like him? And how did you get involved with JoJo Kidd music?
Yeah, first of all, I met Paul years ago in the Hollywood, you know, and then some of the our friend Ethan, and then since then, you know, because I'm working the most is I'm helping always keep in touch or doing something the Ethan for Jarvi Hutcherson.
Okay, Jarvi, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like my mentor. He teach me too much, you know, how to the music industry, you know, and then since I've been with Paul, and then we're talking about the music, and then look like we are connecting, and then I talked to him, you know, so how about him? I'm helping you to be look like a talent because he knows. He knows if I have a lot of networking the outside, you know, but I never telling to everybody. But I just, you know, like what I know you, right? Yeah. But yeah, and then starting that time, and then we start try to working. That's why I've been the talents. The first of all is as a talent, searching for the talent, and then after that, then he asking me to why you didn't do the marketing, you know. Not only searching for the talent, that's why, you know, now I've been the talent, searching for the talent and like a talent scout and then the marketing. And then I'm doing the organizing everything, like the scheduling for the singer and then scheduling our meeting, you know, looking for the place and then looking for the rent for the singer to be like for the rehearsal, in the stage rehearsal something like that, even though for the photo shoot everything.
Wow, so it's you're all around. That's
all
awesome.
Around.
And,
that's
but
me.
What is it about him that, as an artist that you like? So what do you like about him as an artist?
Oh yeah, he's a great person and he's a great musician, you know. I've been listening sometime, you know, he playing by himself, you know, and then he's even though today, you know, before we came here and then he tried to, you know, rehearsal for himself to be in here, and then I told him you still have a great voice, you know, and then people sometimes know it's been a long time I didn't play and play guitar and then singing, but you know I talked to him. No, you're still okay. You know, you're still great. Even though I never know before, but you know, as a musician, he's still great. And then probably you know someday, you know, you invite him on the stage, he's still a great musician.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, why don't we hear some of this little you said a cappella style?
Okay.
Can you think we could do something like that? Do you think you might get bust out a guitar here?
Okay, that sounds like that's great.
What song do you think you could play for us?
All right, let me tell you a little bit of backstory on the song. I wrote the song in the middle of the night, and I woke up with the chorus. So that's how this thing began, you know. And also, what happened was, is I wrote the chorus. I'm just going to play a verse and a chorus for you now.
Okay.
But I did actually, you know, write that. But then I also put it out to my team, who also wrote with me. Mm-hmm. So I have another girl. Her name is Margarita Monet. She then moved on to a big rock band called Edge of Paradise. I mean, these guys are hard rock, really great. You know, Welcome to the Jungle type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And she did that, and also a long-term friend back in New York named Danny B. So long story short of it, it was an inspiration. The other thing, the name of the song is called Mystified.
Okay.
It's bringing out the thing about magic and about the things that are mystical in the world and stuff like that. So we took that song to that direction here, and we're looking forward to a good future for the, you know, for the life of the song.
Okay, so let's play a little acapella, and then we'll try to play the... the song itself.
Okay. I'm going to apologize in advance, by the way. By the way, I love your accent, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted to hear if there was some questions here.
The Shadow Terrace Apartments.
See, I even got it in here. Oh, shut up. Okay. All right, hold it. I'm sorry about that. Okay.
You know, okay. I'm not sure if you really want to get her going, because once she gets comfortable, you start hearing some slang, and you have to, like, hold on, I speak English too, but what did you just say?
You won't be able to understand it.
It's absolutely cool.
When she starts
cool.
getting fast and they, okay. she starts using her English slang, it's like, what?
It's absolutely
So this
absolutely
one more time cool. is Mystified.
Okay, this is Mystified. I'm just going to do something which is, like I said, the unplugged version, and it'll be very much just the verse and the chorus and everything. Love is such a riddle, blinded by your gaze. I can't fight the feeling, I'm lost in a maze. When I get that feeling, I'm humbled by your touch. I am like a child because I love it oh so much. How did I get imprisoned by this grip you got on me? Yeah, I'm mystified by your love. I'm so mystified by your love. Well, the mystical power, a mystical force, this mystical love and this mystical world, all mystified by your love.
All right.
That was great, man.
So great. Well, what we're going to do, let's go into the actual, you have, that's the a cappella style, and you actually produced and recorded actual track we're going to be
yes.
playing. And
yes.
Describe around who's doing this song.
Louisa Ehrlich worked with us on this track here, and we did an earlier version of it. So it's a work in progress, guys, but this is kind of like you're getting the early lowdown on this song.
Okay, so we're going to introduce my guest co-host. You're going to introduce the first song up there. Why don't you introduce it?
The first
yeah.
one. Okay, so the song is called Mystified by Louisa Ehrlich.
Is that correct?
That is all correct. Right.
So again, we'll be coming back here with Paul Drago. And before we go, any social media, any websites or anything like that we could quickly promote?
Well, kind of like Christian, you know, I've got a Facebook thing. I don't do Instagram because I don't look good in pictures anymore. Well, plus, I got jojokidmusic.com.
Okay, and so that's J-O-J-O-K-I-D. M-U-S-I-C. That's jojokidmusic.com.
She's got a comment, by the way. Yes, why don't you show them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, you know, the last year we got three awards from Academia. One is for Eagle. One is for Eagle, a hero of our time. It's March 15, 2016, Best Dance Electronica for the Abby Kubi and then Paul Drago as a producer.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, last year is from the Academy Music Award for Best Pop Rock Song for Louisa as a singer and then Paul Drago as producer for Mystified.
Which we're about to play.
Yeah, on the December 15, 2017. And then the other one, the from the Academy Music Award last year, to Best Dance Electronica Song for Abby Cube and Paul Drago as a producer for Give Me What You Got on December
15, 2017. That's awesome. Well, congratulations on the multi-award winning producer there.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, again, let's introduce that song one more time. We'll be back more here with Paul Drago. Let's do it.
It's Mystified by Louisa Erick.
Okay. We'll be right back. Here we go. And and then Paul, and then you got JoJoKidMusic.com, right?
That's it.
Yes. All right, so here we go. We'll be right back here. Cool. Again, this is Mystified by Louisa Erick. Thank you so much for introducing that. Here we go. We'll be
Thank
right back.
You.
All indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Mystified by your love, I'm so mystified by your love.
That was Mystified by Luisa Urich.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yeah,
and you
right.
produced that?
Produced and wrote it, yeah.
Awesome. What'd you guys think?
That was great.
Yeah, I loved it, especially like the last part, the solo part. I love that.
So great. Now, we're going to be running out of time soon, so we want to play this other song.
Yeah.
So what's this other song?
Okay. It's called I Girl, by the way. We had a very successful CD. It's dance electronic. We won a couple of awards, and I'll be very, very quick. This is a power woman who is an I Girl. She lives in the computer, but she's a crime fighter, and she's for the good and the health and happiness for the whole world. So we're going to do actually a animated series on this.
Here's
the song.
Yeah. Okay, you want to introduce this song?
This is I Girl by Abby Cuby.
Thank you.
All right. Again, I Girl by, is that correct? Abby Cuby.
That's right.
All right. And we'll be right back here more with Paul Drago to end off the show. Here we go. Thank you very much for introducing that song. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Was I Girl by Abby Cuby, also produced, written by yourself, Paul Drago.
Yes, sir.
Well, great. Sounds, and it's funny because both those two songs are completely opposite from each other.
Yeah, right.
So, but that's great. Okay, so if you guys like that music, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, one more time, tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, the first song was Mystified by Luisa Urich, and the second song was I Girl by Abby Cuby, and then they were both produced, written by Paul Drago.
Yes, sir.
Well, great. So we're gonna we're almost time's up, but our guest co-host Yagoda Cools, what question do you have? Any questions for remaining for Paul Drago here?
Okay, so have you got any advice for up and comers in the music industry who might be struggling to get their foot into the door?
Ooh, good question.
See, that makes her a journalist. That's a great question. Thank you very much. Yeah, a lot of work, a lot of self-confidence, a lot of perseverance, and you have to really believe in yourself. Never give up. So it's a tough road. Music business is a tough road, as you know, Christian. But if you love it and you know what you're doing, you want to do it right.
Mm. That's great. And that's a, you know, I also was going to piggyback on what I love to end off with, an inspiring, you know, inspiring words of wisdom. Obviously, you were able to say some great inspiring words. Nang, you have any inspirational words of wisdom for people that either want to do what you do or just follow their dreams in general? Anything? Any words of advice?
Oh, yeah. Special for the young people, you know, I just encourage, you know, to be, you know, to be open-minded to, you know, to look at the situation right now, especially if you like the music, you be, must be focused on the what do you like to be in the, you know, your future, you know, so achieve your goal.
Okay, great. Well, Paul, we're already running out of time, but we got to promote a little bit of your music.
Appreciate
yourself.
It.
Also, so you got anything upcoming? Obviously, you know, anything coming up? So we want to help promote really quickly beforehand.
Yeah, very quickly. I don't have the details for you right now. We're kind of under the covers on it, but we got a really amazing campaign and project. I've got an attorney in New York City, by the way, managed the Grateful Dead, Yiggy Marley. So he's going to be working with us, and we're looking at some really major steps and in our project. So,
awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And Nang, we want to promote your the website here for JoJo Kid Music. Now, JoJo Kid Music, can you explain just a little bit what JoJo Kid Music is?
That's JoJo Kid Music is a publishing and production company, but at the same time, it covers a lot of things. We mentor artists as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, and that website is www.JoJo Kid Music.com. Again, that's www.JoJoKidMusic.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to say, first off, thank you, Yagoda.
Thank you for having me.
Coles, Yagoda Coles. And again, best of luck when you go back, you know, to your home country. Hopefully you come back to the U.S. Hopefully this is a memorable experience.
Of course.
And then one more time, any social media, one more time.
Just Facebook, so just my name, JAGODAKULS.
Okay. And then Christian McLeod, musician. Thank you again for coming on.
It's always fun.
Okay. And again, he's on Christian McLeod. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And then McLeod, M-C-L-E-O-D on Facebook.
Yeah.
Nang Frida, appreciate you coming. Bringing Paul, and then oh god,
oh yeah, thank you for having me tonight.
No, no problem. And then Mr. Paul Drago, appreciate and all the work that you do. God bless you. Best of luck with everything. And again, if you want to check them out again, that's jojokidmusic.com.
Thank you, Tyrone.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been great.
All right, I always like to end off my show with this: Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye bye.